Hello, everybody. Here we go again. So excited to be here with you guys. I'm right in the middle of another NGH certification training with 5-Path and 7-Path. Gosh, I'm having a lot of fun. Let's see. Where the heck are we this week? I know. I'm just kidding. Here we go again. Tonight we wrap up the last volume, I hope, unless it takes longer than the time we have, entitled What the Pros Know, which is all about 5-Path, Phase 5. Before we get started, let me say, I want to encourage you all to ask me about specific clients. If you can, I'd like you to email the questions to me in advance. This gives me time to prepare a better answer and to make sure that there's time to address your questions during the meetings. But if you're unable to do that, feel free to ask me during this meeting. We'll start off all the meetings with a chance for you to ask any questions that you might have. Remember, you can make comments or ask questions anytime. I prefer that you don't use the text function. Instead, just use the talk button and join in on the conversation. That way I get to see your faces, because this is for us guys who are live, we're on a webcam. This is on a video conference network, and we get to see each other. And it just makes it, just a little bit nicer. All right, let's look at my list of things to do today. First thing I want to tell you that we've now got 3 interviews with a Meet the Pros interview program listed on our www.banyanhypnosismall.com. We have Elsa Meldridge on how to build and grow your hypnosis practice. We have got Dr. Richard Hart on how to get into the consulting and training field. And then just yesterday, I think, we've got up the newest one, James Ramey, The Truth About Ultra Depth. It was interesting. I was reading an email on his Ultra Depth group, and he said in that email that he covered information that he's never disclosed before about the history, the development, about Ultra Depth. So when you get the time, head on over there, listen to that interview, and who knows, you might decide to become an ultra-depth practitioner. Let's see, next on my list, recently Wendy emailed me and called my attention to some discussion that's going on in the 5-Path group forum, and what she was concerned about is she thought there was some confusion. And I'm sure there is, because things have changed over time, about the 2-session versus the 5-path approach to smoking cessation. When should you use one? When should you use the other? In a future Banyan Online Supervision meeting, I'm going to go into that in a lot more detail, but I just want to get the word out there, okay, for you guys. And, of course, you guys get the word first. And that is, this is the deal. Some smokers are mostly habit. Other smokers, they're using cigarette smoking as a crutch, as a way to cope with stress and other emotions that are going on inside of them. Feel bad, distract. You guys are all familiar with the secret language of feelings. So the trick is to do a triage kind of approach to figure out who goes into the 2-session and who goes in the full 5-path. This is the trick. You're going to ask a couple of questions. So get your pens ready. Get your pencils ready. I'm going to tell you what they are. So you've got that potential client on the phone. They've decided they want to do hypnosis, and you ask them, have you ever tried to quit smoking before? And the vast majority of the clients that you see for a smoking cessation have tried to quit before. So when you get yes, then move on to the second question. And the second question is, gosh, how did it go for you? And there's 2 general kinds of answers that could come up. The first general answer that could come up is, gosh, it wasn't too bad. I thought about them for a while, but I just made up my mind that I'd do something else. Like I'd chew sugarless gum, or I'd go for a walk, or I'd have a cup of tea after dinner instead of the cigarette. And after a while, I just didn't think about it anymore. Okay, this is the person that is mostly habit. I might ask them, did you gain weight or anything like that? And if they say no, or if they say, oh, just a few pounds, but then it went away, then that person is the person who is mostly habit. And they would go into the two-session stop smoking program.